Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Trump administration is poised to impose expensive new tariffs on billions of dollars worth of Chinese goods. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports top U.S. trade officials say China backtracked on commitments it made in trade talks.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told reporters that over the course of the past week, his team has seen what he called an erosion in commitments by China that would have led to substantive changes in the text of a trade deal between the world's two largest economies. He called Beijing's backtracking unacceptable. This, according to Lighthizer, is what prompted President Trump to tweet on Sunday that he would raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods from 10 to 25% by the end of the week. A delegation from China is scheduled to arrive in Washington on Thursday, and Lighthizer says he expects top Chinese negotiator Liu He will attend. Secretary of Commerce Steven Mnuchin said it would be unfortunate if the two sides could not conclude an agreement by the end of the week. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Shanghai.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says his agency won't turn over some of President Trump's tax returns as requested by the House Ways and Means Committee. Mnuchin says the Democrats lack a legitimate legislative purpose. The National Weather Service says heavy rain is expected again today in the central and southern U.S. plains. Much of the region continues to struggle with flood damage. Federal officials from FEMA are starting to review flood damage in Minnesota. Joe Kelly directs Minnesota's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management.
Go out, take a look at the damage, verify that it's eligibility, and then look at a lot of documentation. How much did it cost to fix this? How many extra hours of overtime? Those kinds of things.
Meanwhile, the Mississippi and Missouri rivers are at flood stage in many places in the U.S., and so are their tributaries. The government of Myanmar has pardoned two Reuters news agency journalists who've spent more than 500 days in prison. Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok. They were convicted after reporting on the Myanmar army massacre of several Rohingya Muslim men.
Walone and Cho Sa-u walked out of insane prison grinning, Walone giving a big thumbs up to those waiting outside. He expressed gratitude to all who'd fought for their release and said he couldn't wait to get back to the newsroom. The two men were arrested in December 2017 while working on a story about the massacre of 10 Muslim minority Rohingya in Myanmar's Rakhine state, accused of possessing allegedly classified documents. Their lawyers argued the two men had done nothing wrong and had been set up by police. Their conviction was upheld by the Supreme Court just 2 weeks ago, but on Tuesday the two were included in a presidential pardon of thousands. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok, Thailand.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Representatives are meeting in Finland to discuss the condition of the Arctic. Diplomats say the United States has refused to sign a joint declaration, apparently over the issue of climate change. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is attending. He did acknowledge shared environmental concerns, but the Trump administration is more keen to make use of new naval passageways in the Arctic as long-standing sea ice melts. Voters in Denver will decide today whether to decriminalize what's called magic mushrooms. Esther Honig of member station KUNC reports supporters say they want safe access to the mushrooms largely for medicinal purposes.
If it passes, adults 21 or older caught using psilocybin mushrooms or even growing them for personal use will become the lowest priority for Denver law enforcement. The mushrooms, which cause hallucinations, are the focus of ongoing medical research and could be used to treat things like depression. Director of the Denver campaign, Kevin Matthews.
It's time we stop arresting adults for using a mushroom that's not only safe for most people, but also has such tremendous medical potential.
Campaigns in Oregon and California hope to get similar issues on their state's ballot for the 2020 elections. For NPR News, I'm Esther Honig in Colorado.
In Turkey, opposition leaders are condemning election officials' decision to throw out the results of the mayor's election in Istanbul. That election was won by the opposition, but Turkish government officials are claiming irregularities in the voting. They say it needs to be done over. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.